Hey there, everyone. This is Ray Higdon, and I have on the line a good friend of mine, someone that I have a lot of respect for, and I've actually crashed at his house, my man Doug D. Mercurio. What's up, Doug?
Hey, Ray. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, man.
Talk to you. I'm sitting out here in my my back deck in the sunny Colorado and making phone calls and watching the dog play in the grass.
Nice. Well, I remember being there. A beautiful place. Won't take up a lot of your time because I know you got people to see and things to do. But you've been crushing it lately in Numis, and I just wanted to maybe hear a little bit. Tell me, all right, in the last 5 or 6 weeks, give me some stats here. How many people have you personally recruited? Accelerators, Silver Eagles. Give me the goods. That's amazing.
So it's been a fun ride, and I really haven't taken that much time to look at the statistics because I've just been
massive action.
Kind of like a lot of some seeds that were planted in the past, and now everything's starting to sprout at the same time, and I'm just trying to keep up with it.
Wow, I mean that's really incredible. Now, Doug, how long have you been in Numis?
Just about 2 years, not quite 2 years, I don't think.
Okay, so you're saying all of those stats that you just talked about they're just the last 5 or 6 weeks. So have every 5 to 6 weeks in Numis been as productive as your last 5 or 6?
No, when I first got started, I was, I guess, distracted, and I did everything wrong as far as getting the way I'm teaching people how to get started now. And that it really can be very easy, and I made it really hard.
And
I tried to learn everything about the company, explain everything to anybody that would ask, and chased a lot of people away.
But don't you need to know everything to recruit anyone, Doug?
It helps to know it, but you have to pretend like you don't.
Nice.
So no, you don't have to know it, and it's in reality, it probably is better if you don't. And that's why I think I've had such good luck helping people get qualified for Silver Eagle so quickly is I just tell them that, I don't want you to learn anything. Let's just start calling people. And all you have to do is when they ask you, what is it, say, I don't really know. All I know is I got on with a really good team here. These guys are great. And why don't you watch this video? And then I'll give you a call afterwards, and I'll get one of my teammates on the line that can answer those questions for you. So then we do a three-way call, and that's what I tell them. I said, if you do anything other than that, you're just going to make it too hard on yourself, and you're going to teach the people that you're talking to that if they want to join, it's going to be hard for them.
Wow. That's really, really powerful. So you have brand new reps basically only say a couple sentences. Is that right?
Yeah. I might make the first few phone calls for them if they're a little nervous about making the calls. Where I'll just call up and say, I'm a friend of John's, and John just joined me in this business, and he was wondering if you'd do him a favor and watch a video for him, and then if they say yes or no, are you open to making some extra money, and or to an easy way to make some extra income, and if they say no, it's no, and then we go on to the next one. They say yeah, we get on the video, and then call them back afterwards. And so after the first few calls, I'll have him on mute on the other line, so he just listens into what I say.
Nice.
I'll build some rapport with the people first, and just say I'm a friend of friend of John's, and he spoke real highly of you. He's gone into business with me, and I'm trying to help him build his team locally here. And
Nice. From there. That's awesome. So, well, talk to me. So you're in 2 years. What was your production that first year?
First year, I really didn't do anything for the first few months. And then I recruited one person through the internet. And I didn't know anything much about Numis. And so he hung around for a few months, but I really didn't. I didn't do much there as far as support for him, so he eventually ended up quitting. And then I got focused on, you know, I saw, you know, Tom Murky was having a lot of luck just recruiting people in Warm Market, and so I got focused on doing that for a while and recruited a few people, and then just kind of hit a plateau, nothing, you know, just whatever, talking to people, but just not much happened for, you know, probably a good 8 months. And I, three of the four that I had in at that time ended up quitting, so I was down to one. And I was, you know, right on the verge there of just saying, you know, I don't know if this is going to work or not. And that was around the time, I think, when you were out here visiting. I was trying to figure out, what do I do different, you know?
Right.
And, you know, my wife was saying, you probably need to go back to work, get a job, start earning some money. And, but I just kind of, you know, kept plugging away. And then it just, you know, really in the last couple months, things have started to move a little bit. I probably have, probably the biggest shift for me was I stopped worrying about whether I was going to sign somebody up or not.
Well, that's interesting.
And started talking to, listening to people, and hearing what they were saying about what it was they needed, and then saying, you know, maybe I have something here that can help you out, rather than thinking about I got to get this guy signed up.
So it sounds like maybe you weren't as desperate.
Was, but I stopped feeling that way.
Maybe you stopped giving off that energy.
Exactly. Finally got enough personal development in me to be able to turn off that switch. Make it easy.
It's just so powerful. So what's your daily activity like now?
Well, my daily activity now, I get up early, probably not quite as early as you, but almost. I have a new puppy, so the puppy takes a little extra time in the morning, take her outside. But I will typically, first thing I'll do is sit down and read something motivational or educational, and write my affirmations, and then... I'll grab the newspaper and just do that Sudoku to get my my left brain working. So I get right brain and left brain both going at the same time.
Nice.
And then, then at that point, I will check my contact list and look at what, you know, phone appointments and stuff I have scheduled, and look at people that, you know, are flexible. Times to call, and then look at what leads I may have, or people that I want to contact, and I'll tell you, for the last probably more than 3 weeks, I have not written a blog post. And prior to that, I was pretty good about doing that on a daily basis, but with the blitz, right? I won't say I put that aside, but I just don't seem to find time to do that.
Because you're just focused on making connections.
Exactly. I've got more people to talk to than I have time for right now, and especially with bringing in a few people. And then, you know, my goal is to get them qualified. And now get as many people as I can that have joined to qualify for the national expansion team.
That's so awesome. Well, hey, man, I could chat with you all day long, but appreciate you coming on here. I mean, you're crushing it in the points, and I just want to congratulate you. Now, you've already won the cruise. Now, I just assume you've won all the trips, right? This is the first one, man. So, I mean, it just goes to a testament. I mean, you've been in 2 years. You never gave up. You never quit. And here you are. You're going to be enjoying that 7-day, 6-night cruise with us, being on the National Expansion Team. I hope it's not weird, but I'm going to say it. I love you, Doug. You're awesome, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Come from you. That means a lot, Ray.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm going to share this with a few people that are going to get inspired from your story, my friend, and we'll be chatting soon.
Well, yeah, just remind them that, you know, if an old Doug can learn how to do this, anybody can.
We taught an old Doug new tricks, huh?
That's right.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thanks, Ray. Talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Thanks so much. Bye.